Leman Yishmu would like to wish a hearty Mazel Tov to a person who is extremely dedicated to Leman Yishmu, Reb Menachem Mendel Broud, on the occasion of a birth of a son to him. Yirotzein Yishbi Megadolim Otoiro Chupo Maisim Toivim Mitoichar Chava. This week's Vartoiro is sponsored by Reb Moti Lipsker in the Schuss of his son Yosef Yitzchak. The learning of the Vartoiro is the Schuss Reb Sholem Mordechai Halevi Ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva Min Hametzar El Hamerchav. This week we will discuss the inyan of protecting the eyes. The Torah commands us, V'lo yisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. We should not follow our heart and eyes. Rashi writes that the two are related. The eye sees, the heart desires, and the body then commits wrongdoings. The Navi Yeshaya praises one who closes his eyes from seeing bad and promises that he will be protected and not lack sustenance. His children will develop properly, and he will merit to see the glory of the king. Chazal explained that this refers to one who does not gaze at the women washing clothing by the river. The Gemara explains that when there is an alternate route, one is obligated to take it, and is not deserving of any special praise for doing so, for otherwise he is a Rasha. The Navi is speaking of one who must take this route, yet forces himself with great difficulty to turn his eyes away. The Medrash says that whoever restrains himself in the area of Tznius is called Kadosh. The Navi Elisha is described by the woman of Shunem as Kadosh, for throughout the time he was there, he never looked at her. The Medrash tells of the great Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik, who controlled his eyesight and guarded it. Potiphar's wife tried to entice him to look at her, even putting an iron rod under his neck. But despite all she did, he did not look. Later, when Yosef, newly chosen as second to the king, was led throughout Mitzrayim, the princesses endeavored to look at his face, yet he did not glance at any of them. Yosef therefore merited success in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The Gemara relates how the wife of Oyn ben Peles stopped her husband from joining Korach's campaign against Moshe Rabbeinu. She positioned herself at the entrance of her tent and uncovered her hair, saying to herself, "Now I know they will not approach the tent, for even these Rishoim are careful to guard their eyes." A Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov once requested his Rebbe's advice on guarding his eyes from seeing bad. The Baal Shem Tov advised him to travel to a particular city and stay at a certain individual's home where he will learn the proper conduct. Arriving at his destination, the Talmud was very surprised to find that his host was a simpleton who worked most of the day at the port. Some days later, alone in his host's home, he noticed a window high up near the ceiling. Being very curious, he placed one table atop another, piled a third above those two, and climbed up. Moving aside the curtain to look out, he was shocked and disgusted to see some neighbors behaving inappropriately. When his host returned, the Talmud asked him, "I'm surprised at you. How can you live near such bad neighbors?" and related what he had seen through the window. The host replied, "The question is on your behavior. I have been living here for 20 years and have never considered checking to see what my neighbors are doing. And you're here for only a couple of days, yet you could not restrain yourself from climbing up to look." During the time that the Rebbe resided in Paris, he was very careful to protect the Kedusha of his eyes and left a strong impression on the Chassidim there. The Chassid Rabbi Sasonkin related, "Once walking down the street in Paris, I passed the Rebbe, who was holding a fully open newspaper in front of him. When the Rebbe noticed me, he commented, 'Nu, it's impossible to walk in the streets of Paris with open eyes.' Chassidim once peeked into the newspaper and noticed that it was years old." The Chassid Mendel Futterfass was very careful not to gaze at women even in his old age. Once, some mothers of students in Beis Rivka of Kfar Chabad asked to meet with him to ask their questions, and Mendel declined, for he did not meet with women. On another occasion, a gathering was held in Kfar Chabad for a mixed group of soldiers, and Mendel sat at the head table, unobtrusively looking down the entire time. Someone once asked the Rebbe what to do when I'm mifsayim in such places which require caution regarding what can be seen there. The Rebbe replied, "When one thinks words of Torah while going on mifsayim, the Rebbe goes along and protects him from all negative influences." However, to another who told the Rebbe that he feels that doing Mitzrayim in such places is causing him damage beruchnius, the Rebbe responded, "If you feel you cannot go there, then do not go there." At a Fabringen in Riga, the Friedrich Rebbe said, "There are times when one should not go out in the streets, and if one must go out, he must set hours when he will not go, and should take the least populated roads when he does." The Gemara relates that when Shaul HaMelech asked some girls for directions while searching for his donkeys, they gave a lengthy response. Chazal say that they did not do so because they wanted to gaze upon his good looks. For just as it is forbidden for a man to gaze upon a woman, it is forbidden for a woman to gaze upon a man. The Mittel Rebbe writes that when a woman does gaze, this can cause her children to be born with certain sicknesses. The Rebbe Rashab writes, "Those who care for their neshama and want to prevent it from becoming impure should limit their vision and not look at anything around them, especially forbidden sights. Even if this is difficult, one should strengthen himself like a lion and know that it is vital for his neshama, without which all his avaida is like nothing and will have no effect. For physical health, nothing is overlooked, so how much more so should this be regarding the life of the neshama?" The Rebbe adds that the mere sight of something negative, even without thought, has a negative effect on the onlooker. The Rebbe writes in a letter, "One who looks where he should not is misusing his eyes and is considered blind for the moment, and a blind person is considered to be lacking in life." A German Yid once traveled to the Tzaddik Reb Pinchas of Koritz to request a bracha for his daughter who had suddenly become blind. "The reason," said Reb Pinchas, "is that her father is also blind, and this is a hereditary disease." The Yid protested, "But my eyes are perfectly healthy, and I don't even wear glasses." The Tzaddik explained that a sinner is one who is really blind, and he warned the Yid that all his entire family was in danger of losing their vision. As the Gemara says, "One who gazes upon the face of a Rasha, his eyes grow dim." Hearing this, the Yid wept and resolved to begin conducting his life according to Torah, and upon his return to Germany, he made his home kosher in all respects. When the daughter was cured, she traveled to Koritz to see the Tzaddik and donated money for the writing of 2 Sifrei Torah. A prominent Chazan, Bezalel Schulzinger, lay weakening on his deathbed for 3 days. On the evening of the 3rd day, he suddenly opened his eyes, called for his student Chazanim, and told them the following story. "I was one of the close Talmidim of the Tzaddik Reb Meir Premishlaner. Once when I approached him, instead of receiving the usual greeting of Shalom, he quoted a Mishnah in wonderment, 'Be'emes Amru HaChazan Roya,' hinting to the time I had sung in a theater like a common actor, thereby defiling my vision. Hearing these words, I wept in repentance, so the Tzaddik then promised me that I would not die before doing tshuva. It seems that I have been unable to die until I remembered about this, and in Shemayim they must be waiting for my vidui." Concluding his story, he requested his choir boys to sing vidui with him. Just as they finished singing, Reb Bezalel passed away. Once, when Rashi left the Beis Medrash, he saw a minister's wife riding towards him, and was greatly disturbed that his holy eyes had to witness such a scene. Later on, when he wrote his Pedish on the Torah and tried to describe the ephod of the Kohen Gadol, he understood that this was why he had to see that woman. The Chassid Reb Yitzchak from Yanovich would do business with a German Yid who would deliberately ask him many questions of Kfirah to disturb his Emunah, but Reb Yitzchak would answer them all. Seeing that he was not succeeding to anger Reb Yitzchak with his questions, he decided to make him stumble with lust. "We've been doing business together for a number of years," he told Reb Yitzchak, "so why don't you come over to my home for a friendly visit, at least to drink a cup of tea?" Reb Yitzchak agreed, and when he arrived and sat down by the table, the businessman had his daughter serve refreshments, dressed in an insolent, unsneistic manner, as she had been instructed by her father. Immediately upon seeing her, Reb Yitzchak vomited, not being able to handle the insolent immodesty. The Rebbe Marash suffered from various ailments and would therefore travel occasionally to medical health resorts. On one such trip, he met one of the Gedolei HaMusar, who also required this visit for his health. One of the procedures there was to wash oneself in the remedial springs of water. Two lines of chairs, one for men and the other for women, were set up opposite each other for people to sit and wait their turn. Sitting on line, the Rav was greatly disturbed that he was facing immodestly dressed women, and wondered how the Rebbe Maharash was able to sit wearing his glasses, yet undisturbed by this. Exiting the fountain area, the Rebbe showed the Rav how he had come with glasses made from opaque material, and so he was spared from looking at any immodesty. We wish everybody a ksiva v'chasima toiva, l'shana toiva u'mesukah.